Do 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 do. Ooh la la. Do 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 do. Ooh la la. I don't know if I'll ever get tired of that song.
I don't think I'm going to.
Ooh la la. Ooh la la. Ooh la la.
Hey everybody, happy Friday. Can you believe we're halfway through August?
Yes, that's crazy.
It's like more than halfway through, I suppose, because this is the weekend of August 16th, 17th, 18th, and then the week beyond. And this is an Abby Eats St. Louis Small Bite. I'm Abby Larico, joined as always by producer Dori Olmos.
Hello, everybody. Happy weekend.
Yes.
Finally here.
Almost. Not almost. It's funny, my uncle, who is an avid podcast listener, asked me if almost was your real last name. And it's
almost.
But it's almost.
Almost.
Almost, almost. Whatever.
Something like that.
Exactly.
No tea.
No tea, but we're going to spill some tea on some St. Louis food-related news this week. Yes. Dori, what's kind of making food headlines this week?
So one of the things I'm excited about this week, Lion's Choice and Arch Apparel are partnering up for a new line of clothes. So you can rock, Abby, I know you're excited about
this
too. You can rock that red line wherever you go.
That is perfect because really I wind up wearing Lion's Choice on my shirt because I'm a messy eater anyway. So now it's already going to be there. This is pretty cool because Arch Apparel has tried to really become part of the fabric, pun I guess intended, with a lot of the food scene here in St. Louis. They also recently had their Bread Co. line, which is cool.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. With the slice, they had the sliced bagel thing in there, didn't they?
Yeah, it was all that. Yeah. And so it was nice because it's not too obnoxious. Like, it's not very too on the nose. I like some of the stuff they have for Lion's Choice. Like, they have little kids stuff that says Little Beef or
that's
Little Cone.
That's my favorite.
So cute. It's really cute. And I also think it's cool that they're just having a celebration as part of this. Lion's Choice is going out with a launch party on Monday, August 19th, from 2 to 6 over at Arch Apparel. They're a relatively new brick-and-mortar store over in Brentwood. And you can get food and food-related apparel.
And all of it's awesome there. I just went to that store for the first time a couple weeks ago. Oh, my gosh, I had a hard time figuring out just one shirt to get, at least for now. But I'm like, okay, next time I go, I'm going to get that one. I'm going to get that one. And there's so many things you could get for other people there, too.
Exactly. Between Arch Apparel and STL Style House, I just want to wear, like, all St. Louis-related things all the time.
All of them.
It's a little obnoxious. But, hey, you know, you can wear your love of Lion's Choice proudly now, thanks to this one. All right, what else, Dori?
Okay, so you sent me this email last week. And I'm like, I think we were made for this, Abby.
Yes.
Ballpark Village is going to host its first ever Bacon and Brunch Festival.
Oh, my gosh. When is this?
This is Sunday, September 22nd. That's from 11 to 3. So I think you have to get tickets for this one. But, yeah. Get a reservation now before they sell out, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, when we were emailing back and forth about this, I frantically was like, okay, we need to add this to the calendar. We need to figure out about sponsorship opportunities. We need to get, like, a booth there. And by a booth, we're not giving anything out. We want them to bring us
bacon
and the brunch. And at Ballpark Village, it's really cool seeing them do more food-related events there, too. They had the Taco Festival that unfortunately lined up with the Stanley Cup Parade. But, you know, that's neither here nor there because bacon, brunch, beer, Ballpark Village, baseball.
All of the amazing St. Louis things.
Battlestar Galactica. Why not? You know, it's perfect. I love it. And, I mean, it's going to be very Instagram worthy. And also, it's for a good cause. It's a worthy cause. The Champ Assistance Dogs, that's a great organization here in St. Louis. I'm going to be working with them on a fundraiser, actually, in a couple weeks. I'll post more about that on social media. But yeah, so, I mean, it benefits the puppies, too.
The puppies, yes.
It's perfect.
All right, so I got to know your opinion on this one. I have a very hard stance. So we learned this week that the pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks is going to be coming out Tuesday, August 27th. Yes, August 27th. Earliest day ever for that. And that's like a whole week before Labor Day. Like, come on, can we just enjoy summer a little bit longer?
And your hard stance is that this is too darn early.
Well, a couple of hard stances, I guess. It's too early. And no. Anything pumpkin? Anything pumpkin?
It's too early and always will be too early.
Yes.
For Dori. I'm conflicted because I love a good, like, pumpkin pie, actual pumpkin pie, or a pumpkin muffin or cake or that kind of baked goods. And I really love some people who happen to have addictions to pumpkin spice related things. And so I don't want to hate on them too much. However, it tastes like candles.
Yes.
Like it tastes like candles. And the pumpkin spice latte is just, it's a meme.
It tastes like a fall wreath to me.
Yeah.
I've tried it a couple times, tried to like it, can't do it.
Yeah.
So come at me.
And you know
what? If
you're
team pumpkin spice, I'm ready.
I'm perfectly in favor of, I used to be one of those people who couldn't stand the fall, just the concept of it, because I never understood why people were excited about the impending winter.
Yeah.
So I'm coming around to that, because if that's what it takes for you to be happy and find joy in a world that is quite often sad, sipping on a candle in a cup, I get, you know what?
I get that.
Yes, that's for you. However, you realize you're just as bad as the person who's going out and buying Halloween decorations in July, because I've seen Halloween decorations on sale in July. I think that there is a time and place for things, and it is not before Labor Day, not before the pools close. I mean, you could have a pumpkin spice latte sitting in the pool.
In the pool.
I feel like we maybe actually have to do that just for Instagram.
We can maybe do that.
That's the only way I'll buy one of those.
I'll let somebody else drink it. I'll just take a picture of it.
Exactly. And then I want to hear what you guys have to say about that, by the way. Is that too early or not too early?
Ooh.
Let us know on Instagram.
Yeah.
We'll post a poll.
Yeah.
What else, Dory?
All right. So, another holiday-related drink thing. Coke is going to roll out some holiday versions of their soda. There's two, the Coca-Cola Cinnamon and the Sprite Winter Spiced Cranberry. Oh my gosh, that's a mouthful.
Okay.
But I think the Sprite one sounds good.
Oh yeah, that definitely sounds good. I mean, it's kind of like, I like adding cranberry, like, I don't know, I think like vodka cranberry Sprite. Like that's what I'm thinking you need to get through many holiday parties. But the cinnamon one, I'm intrigued by that.
I don't know. I'm not huge on cinnamon flavor stuff. I would try it, but I think it'd be a little overwhelming for me.
Yeah, I think about, like, honestly, if you want to take a preview, just eat some Big Red and then drink some Coke.
I guess.
It's kind of going to be that flavor.
Cheap version.
Exactly. This one is also interesting to me because I think about Christmas when I think about Coca-Cola anyway, because of that classic Santa Claus. And it's just
the
very
polar bear and everything. Yes,
yeah. It's very nostalgic. And so, I don't know. This one I will accept.
Yes.
I will allow this into the world. But wait a minute. September 30th is when they're debuting it?
Yeah. I was
wait a minute. Hold
that
on
in
a second. I just saw that in the number. I don't know about that.
That's a little early.
Cinnamon doesn't necessarily have to be a holiday flavor, though.
No, that's kind of fall-like.
Right.
I guess cranberries, too, because you got cranberry at Thanksgiving.
That's true. Okay, I will.
Although it says winter spiced in the title, so.
I don't know.
We'll give them a pass.
We'll do a taste test on that one,
yeah,
or something.
We can do that.
We'll see what we have. And cause sometimes I have to try something before I know I like it. Other times I don't have to even try it, and I know it's going to be delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the case with our last food news story.
Yes. So Chick-fil-A is adding mac and cheese as a side dish to stores or restaurants nationwide now. And I can tell you, so they tested this in 5 markets. Baltimore was one of them while I was living there.
Oh.
So I've had it.
And?
It's amazing. I love it. Mm. I came here to St. Louis and I'm like, where's the mac and cheese as a side? And they're like, what are you talking about?
Ooh. Oh, is it that like really gooey?
It's really gooey, but also like a burnt cheese a little on the
yes.
top too. So it's really good.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Yes, I would definitely try. I mean, Chick-fil-A is a little bit salty for me, the chicken, but I eat it anyway, because it's also delicious. And I think a mac and cheese with chicken would be so good, like with their nuggets.
It's really good. I can vouch for it.
And people are so nice. The people who work there are just always so friendly. So
always
I
a
feel
good
like
experience.
Mac and cheese with a smile. Why
yeah.
not? Well, that sounds good. I'm going to have to eat that at some point, but that's going to be in the future. In the past, Dory, what's the best thing you've had to eat this week?
All right. So I've been to this place a couple times now. King and I, down on South Grand.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been there?
Yes.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
So we went last weekend. I got the red curry with chicken. And oh, my gosh, the bowls that they give you are massive. It is literally
really?
Like a massive bowl of curry deliciousness.
I love the I feel like the restaurants on South Grand just in general tend to delight, first off.
Yes.
But then also serve these wonderfully large portions that are So good.
Like, I'm still eating off of that.
Yeah.
And that was Sunday. Nice. I have it for lunch today. I've got, like, it's been, like, four meals for me
now. Is that what keeps smelling so good in the newsroom?
I think that was me yesterday. Some people were talking about.
Dory's always creating food envy for me because she eats lunch and I go home right around that time. So,
And you're like, oh, I was going to go home and eat, but now I'm going to detour to the food truck.
Or to the fridge to finish the rest of your leftovers. Might be my next choice.
What about you?
So the best thing I had to eat this week was actually the best thing I had to drink this week. And it's a new cocktail for me. And it was the Bee's Knees, but it was the Still 630 canned Bee's Knees.
Nice.
And I'm going to just put this out there. I know I'm going to have a lot of people mad at me when I've not only knocked on pumpkin spice lattes, but I'm also going to knock on Truly's and White Claw's. They're not my favorite. I want to like them, but I don't think they taste like real anything. So that, just putting that out there. But that being said, I love the concept of a canned cocktail. And teaser alert, that's actually the concept behind our next story episode that will drop on Wednesday. This upcoming Wednesday. So remember, we're doing those bi-weekly now. But the whole concept of canned cocktails, with Four Hands doing them, with Still 630 doing them, and just obviously the popularity of Truly White Claw, we wanted to look a little bit more into that and what we're making here. And the Bee's Knees from Still 630 was so good, so light, and it was refreshing. It was sweet, but it wasn't too sweet. And it was fabulous. And we'll have a really fun story to share with you guys on Wednesday about how fun that distillery tour was.
Oh, yeah. It was a really fun one. One of our favorite interviews. Yep.
For sure. For sure. So that's dropping next week. But in the meantime, we have a weekend when you have plenty of fun events to do. Starting with Friday, Urban Chestnut's having their dog day at the Grove Brewery and Beer Hall. They do this every first and third Friday. And the summer is coming to an end soon enough. Yeah, so what better way to kind of celebrate? I think this is what they call the dog days of summer, right?
Something like that, late summer.
So this is really the dog days of summer. If you can bring your dog out to Urban Chestnut, and a portion of the proceeds go to local rescues. But a lot of other events happening throughout the entire weekend.
Yeah. So if you get a chance to head to the Baked Bear in the Del Mar Loop, it's this weekend. You're going to help cool down St. Louis. If you buy any ice cream sandwich or cone, $2 going to Cool Down St. Louis. That helps people who can't afford their utility bills or don't have an air conditioner. It helps provide them an air conditioner unit. This is probably the tastiest way to help people in St. Louis this weekend.
Oh my goodness.
You haven't been to Baked Bear yet,
I have not. Every time I've wanted to go there, the line is crazy.
It's crazy, yeah.
I can't believe I feel like I'm doing a disservice to our listeners by not having tried one of the coolest new places.
You gotta go. It's so good. I crave it all the time.
Yes, and then Cool Down St. Louis is a really great organization here in the area that helps, because there are still some hot days ahead, despite the fact that it's almost August.
We'll be hot into September.
Exactly. This is St. Louis. But if you want to do a little something, maybe
a girls trip?
Maybe? Ooh, girls trip. That's a good one. Defiance Ridge Vineyards is having wine stock. You know what? It could be a girls trip, like, with moms.
Yes.
This is the type of thing. Get your moms together,
your
mom friends. The kids are back in school. You got 2 days of wine and music. Tickets are required. You can get those online. And wine stock, baby. Why not?
I saw some pictures of the vineyards. I have not been there, but I've been wanting to go down that way. It looks so pretty. So just get out there. Oh, yeah. Live music. Great spot.
But great time to experience them for the first time. And then if you're also trying to try things for the first time, like a global type of cuisine without having to travel for it, Dory?
All you have to do is go to Forest Park, the St. Louis World's Fair, sort of a play on words there, F-A-R-E, fair. You're going to find all kinds of food trucks. There's going to be a Ferris wheel, a graffiti wall, artist village, burlesque, circus arts, Bar Olympics, beer garden. There's going to be an area for kids, bounce houses, all that kind of stuff. There is so much going on there. And it's all there in Forest Park by the World's Fair Pavilion. Looks like a good time. And it's really going from like morning till night.
Yeah. So this is always such a cool event.
Yeah.
So cool. And it also, I just love going to anything where we recognize the diversity of St. Louis because everybody comes out and it's people, for the most part, who live here in St. Louis or in the area. And so you can experience a little bit of the culture here too.
Yeah.
And speaking of culture, my St. Charles heritage makes me want to definitely make sure I mention the Festival of the Little Hills happening this weekend. I know my little sister has her whole weekend planned band around running around Festival of
Golden
Hills.
I've heard of this, but I've never gone. I think my family's gone a lot.
Yeah, so it's largely an arts-related event, but if you've never been down to Main Street St. Charles or if it's been a while, it's always changing, and it's a really great opportunity, really, just to get down by the riverfront there. St. Charles' historic first capital of Missouri down there. All sorts of cool food, drink options. I recommend Riverside Suites while you're down there. Ooh. And maybe Trailhead Brewery. Maybe grab something from there.
Nice.
I don't know. I grew up in that area, my stomping ground, so I've got to recommend Festival of the Little Hills. And then also, speaking of me, because it's my show, and I'm going to talk about me one more time, this is not a weekend event, but I wanted to make sure you guys know about the Crisis Nursery Celebrity Waiters Night 2019. It's happening next Thursday. The fact that they call me a celebrity in this is hilarious, but
that's stretching it. Come on now.
It is stretching it, but I will say Chester Lampkin is also going to be joining me.
Now he is a bona fide celebrity.
He is definitely a celebrity. So basically it's going to happen at West County Mall next Thursday night, and anytime you go to the restaurants, like, near Bravo. Okay. There's going to be a little check-in. You can get a little passport and basically donate money to our quote-unquote tip jars, and it helps raise money for the Crisis Nursery. I'm going to post some more about this on social media. Love to see a lot of people out there, and there's going to be live music. It's the Restaurant Village area of West County Mall, if you're familiar with that.
Nice.
And the summer is a really busy time for the Crisis Nursery. Their demand for their services is really high. They have to keep children safe at the drop of a hat, really. And so come on out, enjoy something delicious to eat, meet me, meet a real celebrity, Chester, and then all sorts of other St. Louis celebrities. I mean, they're going to be...
What a great cause. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people there. So come on out for that.
Cool.
That is next Thursday. And yeah, like I said, I'm going to be posting that on social media, but make sure you connect with us on social media, you guys. We are at Instagram at Abby Eats St. Louis, podcast at KSDK.com. Love hearing from you guys there. We got an email from Melissa who says that she feels the same way about peaches as Dory does. She thought she was crazy, but Dory.
Hey, I'm here for you.
You are there for her.
We're on
her.
The same page.
Yes, Melissa, you say you love this podcast, and we love you right back.
I appreciate that
feedback. Make sure you subscribe, rate, review us. We were one of the top food podcasts on iTunes relatively recently.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty cool. Help us get noticed more. Leave us a note. Leave us a review. Leave us the best thing you had to eat all week.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, we really want to know what you think about pumpkin spice lattes. Look out for the story episode all about
cocktails,
spirits, and just the cool distillery scene that you didn't even know we had here in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. That's dropping on Wednesday. For Abby St. Louis, I'm Abby.
I'm Dory.
And thank you so much for listening. Seize the plate.